If you're podcasting in Paris, you're in for a real treat because there's an exhibition of the loveliest printed fabrics coming to the Australian Embassy, and the artists who made them are on board for the opening. Jess Phillips is the manager at Barbara Women's Centre in Maningrida, which is in Arnhem Land. She helped put this show together, and the exciting part is that Jess is in Paris. Hi, Jess. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Michael.
How exciting this is. Tell us about the Barbara Women's Centre in Maningrida in Arnhem Land. What happens there?
So we've got a studio. We do screen printing and lino printing. We work on other projects. A very productive space for women.
So it's entirely for women. And when you say printing, is it mainly printing textiles?
Printing textiles, yep.
Okay, so tell us about this show that's about to open in Paris. What's happening?
We've got an opening dance. So we open the exhibition with a dance with five artists. The exhibition is filled with 32 fabrics hanging from the ceilings, and they came from nine artists from different language groups.
So the show is called Jara Chara, and I love the meaning of this. Tell us about the name of the show.
Jara Chara, so because I co-curated it in my language, it was easier to write about it in my language. So Jara Chara means the cold wind of the dry season. In the dry season is when there's lots of ceremonies, activities happening. There's bush food, and a lot of the languages start traveling to other languages for ceremonies. So lots happen in the dry season, and this fits with the Women's Centre as well, where each artist are from different direction, and as if from different wind directions.
Oh, what a beautiful image. So the Jara Chara brings them all together.
Yeah, it's one of the wind directions from the southeast, and we think of it as the inland, the languages from the inland that have blown into the Women's Centre from the east. Southeast wind. Literally, yeah, we've got 12 languages spoken at the Women's Centre.
Right. And how many languages? Oh, right. So how do people communicate with each other? I suppose everybody's multilingual, are they?
Yeah, multilingual. I'm fluent in one. I understand three. When I travel with a lady, they speak to me in their language. I respond in my language. That's how we communicate.
And now you've got to work out how to speak French as well.
Yes. We've all been really reading and listening. It's been fun.
I'm sure it's been fun. So, Jess, we've got all these beautiful prints hanging there at the Australian Embassy in Paris, which I should say is just a tiny walk, just a croissant's throw from the Eiffel Tower. What do we see in the designs? Do they sort of speak to each other, these different fabrics, or is each a work in its own right?
Each print is the artist's story, identity, what they've grown up with, their country. Yeah, a mix of stories, background stories,
yeah,
of individuals.
And how long are you going to be there in Paris, Jess?
We're here for 2.5 weeks.
So what else are you going to do after you've been to the opening and talked to people about the fabrics? What else will you get up to?
Last night we had a wonderful time with the Australian Fashion Council, so we were special guests. We met designers and, yeah, the fashion industry. Today we've got a Q&A at the New Quay Museum. So we've got a panel talk. We've got a break tomorrow. Yeah, we've got a full agenda.
That sounds very, very exciting. Well, don't forget to have some fun, because a person can have a lot of fun in Paris. Jess, it's been an absolute joy to talk to you. Thanks for joining us at this busy time.
Yes, very exciting. It's all dreams coming true for the ladies, and what we've worked for is over the year.
Well, I'm glad
finally happening.
I'm glad the dream's coming true. Jess Phillips there. The show's called Jara Chara, and you can see it at the Australian Embassy in Paris. It's just, as I say, a baguette's throw from the Eiffel Tower. I'm Michael Cathcart on RN. This is The Art Show.
그분하기 진짜 리카 월구공니 은 나날 아르기 질빠